Unit 11. The dollar-yen exchange rate. Reading.
Currency exchange rates allow us to determine how much of one currency we can exchange for another. For example, the dollar-yen exchange rate tells us how much a dollar is worth in yen and vice versa. Today, most exchange rates are determined by the foreign exchange market and are referred to as the floating exchange rate system. Under this system, the relative value of a currency in the foreign exchange market is determined by the forces of supply and demand. For a long period of time after World War II, the exchange rate of the yen was fixed to the dollar. In 1949, the value of the yen was set at 360 yen per US dollar via the Bretton Woods system, partly to help stabilize prices in the Japanese economy. This exchange rate was maintained until 1971 and helped Japan to build a solid trade surplus foundation. In 1971, however, the United States, which had accumulated large trade deficits by then, abandoned the convertibility of the dollar to gold, triggering off changes that eventually led the world to shift to the floating exchange rates in 1973. Despite this move, the United States continued to record trade deficits, especially against Japan. In 1985, the finance ministers of five major nations signed the Plaza Accord, affirming that the dollar was overvalued. Based on this agreement, the countries carried out coordinated intervention by selling dollars on the foreign exchange market. As a result, the value of the yen rose sharply against the dollar, virtually doubling its value within a short period of time. Since then, there have been ups and downs in the dollar-yen exchange rate, but Japan has managed to maintain competitiveness in its exports. However, in 2011, when the yen hit a record high of 75.31 to the dollar, Japan recorded its first annual trade deficit since 1980. The strong yen and the increased fuel import costs in the aftermath of the catastrophic earthquake were blamed for the result.